Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, how far would you walk just to fall down at Niklas's door?
500 mil. Okay, Patrick, I'm just going to make this quick observation about the listener new music calls for this month. This is day two. There's going to be 4 days of listener calls, two per day, all right?
Right.
And yesterday we heard from Stephen Routledge and Greg from Poland.
Right.
And today the first call you're going to hear is Niklas Nygaard from Sweden. And oh, I should say Stephen Routledge from Scotland, Greg from Poland. Now you're going to hear from Niklas from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the week, you're going to hear from Liam from Ireland.
Right.
Originally from New Zealand. So anyway, my point is, if my math is correct on this, among the eight callers, four of them are from countries not the United States. Is that
and
amazing?
This is also, it's beyond amazing, Jim. There are no words for that kind of observation. And I think it's also a good time to announce to our listeners that we are moving to Europe.
I know, seriously.
which city would you like to live in a suburb of? Europe. Go.
Amsterdam.
Just off top of your head. Amsterdam.
Yep.
That makes two of us. All right. We're done.
All right. Okay. Oh, and by the way, so I mentioned four of the eight from Europe, like you mentioned, from outside the U.S. One of the eight, who you'll hear later in the week, not from this planet.
Oh,
so you have that too. So,
even better.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you know who I'm talking about. So anyway.
Two of us, yeah.
Okay. Now, here is Niklas Nygaard's, and we have a jingle provided by Stephen Routledge for Niklas.
Ta-da. We have music for this fall.
Thank you for that. That is incredible. All right, let's hear from Niklas now.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, interns and listeners of the best show in the podcast universe. This is Niklas from Sweden calling in about November new music picks. True to my previous contributions, I'll give you a couple of Swedish artists and their new work. However, the first one is... she's really from Norway, but she's lived in Sweden for 20 years, so we consider her to be a honorable Swede. Her name is Arne Brun, and she's been making music for ages. However, she hasn't released new music that she's written herself since 2015. She did a cover album in 2017, but then her dad died and writer's block entered, unfortunately. But now she's more productive than ever. Because she's released two albums in 1 month. So that's what the pandemic also can do to people and artists. From the latest album, which was dropped only a couple of days ago, I'm recording this on the last of November, so the window is about to close for any contributions to the new music. I would suggest, I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but the latest single from the album called Closer, fantastic song. And you have... Martin Hederos from Soundtrack of Our Lives playing the keyboards. So you can't go wrong with that one. And then one other song, which is in Swedish by Swedish music journalists Anna Charlotta Gunnarsson and Kristel Walsinger. They call themselves 500 mil, which is, well, basically 500 miles, 500 Swedish miles. And they've released an EP in November called USA Sovjet. And it's just what it sounds like. It's the USA Soviet. The cover art is a picture of them, Crystal, standing in the US in the mid-80s, I think 87 or something, and Anna Charlotta standing in Moscow. And the sound is, it's very 80s. And I think they've captured the 80s feel on this EP. As for the lyrics, Detaljer, the first song on the album, that's my pick. It has a fantastic chorus, really catchy, and the lyrics are about details. That's detalje. They're saying, we won't release any details, which is very Cold War to me. And I forgot to say about Arne Brun, very dramatic music, very naked. It's so bare and it's fantastic. Have a listen to Closer by Arne Brun and detalje by 500 mil. Okay, that's all for now. Stay safe. Take care. Okay, cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Niklas.
I love that man, Jim. I know I said yesterday that I love Stephen Rowledge, but I love Niklas Nygaard with a deep feeling, just like Stephen. He's an amazing man, incredible musician, and weirdly enough, I mean, it's just a bizarre thing that he's a fan of Ipswich Town, which is the intense rival of the team that I sort of adopted when I really started to get into soccer, Norwich City. And there's a lot of deep reasons about that. And one day, Niklas and I are going to do a podcast about why we love our teams.
Okay, sure. Talking? Go for it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we definitely will because it's weird. You know, we're both sort of people that don't live in the, not sort of, we're not people that live in the country of the teams we support. Yet we have this passion for them. So I think there's a lot to that. And I think that like Stephen, like Niklas, like everyone who calls in, it means so much to have your picks. I'd love to hear how Niklas picks out his picks. And one thing I wanted to ask you, Jim, based on Niklas's call before we dig into his tunes, have you ever had writer's block?
Oh, sure. Every writer's had that, right? Don't you think?
I've never had it. Yeah. Never. Never had writer's block.
Okay, I guess
I'm not a writer, really, but I don't. I've never really had writer's block.
I mean, I can't say that I've had it for like extended period of time.
Right.
But then again, the kind of writing I do is not like that. Like, I'm not like a novelist or a playwright or something like that where it's like,
It's like a major piece. That's a good point.
Where it's like a major piece of work and you really like,
that's a good
point. One piece is going to take a huge amount of effort and you really have to. There's many, many times when I've set down to write an article and it's not coming, whatever. Usually I find that by the next morning, I feel much better about it. It's usually one of those deals where just sleep on it the next day. It's like all flowing the next day.
But anyway, you can find a way in. Yeah.
But let's hear something here. Do you want to hear Anna Brun?
Yep.
When you're in your darkest hour, you think you'll never recover. Right in a constant spiral down. You think you can't touch this one, but you'll be fine, I know. You'll be climbing higher. This is how you grow. This is how you grow closer.
That's pretty powerful. That is
gorgeous. Yeah, totally gorgeous.
Haunting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Icy and heartfelt. It was really, really nice.
Yes, absolutely. Now, this next one is very intriguing to me because he said it's very 80s and it's called like USA Soviet is the name of the album. So definitely has like a Cold War era vibe, I think. And
absolutely.
I can't remember how he pronounced this band's name, but he said it translates to 500 miles. If you look it up on the streaming or whatever, it's the numeral 500, 500, and then M-I-L is how you would find this band. All right? Here we go.
Som vanligt lever helt anonymt. Och vardagen dränker minnet av er parfym. Kommer inte lämna några detaljer om det där. Och ni kan inte nämna några detaljer för ni är.
All right, that definitely has that 80s sound that he was talking about.
It does, Jim. It's pretty fascinating to me. I think there's some ABBA in there. I think there's some Eurythmics, Human League.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. Yeah.
That's cool. Really. Now, over there in Sweden, they're not that far from Russia, I don't think. I think they're kind of close, aren't they?
Yeah, like they're right like up
the,
there.
There's like the Baltic Sea, I think, and then you're in Russia right there.
It's so, like a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be over there in Russia.
Know. So, yeah. And I know in Russia, one thing we definitely know about Russia is they have bears over there. So,
oh, there's no doubt.
So that leads me to believe there may be bears in Sweden. Maybe. if they cross the Baltic Sea.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. If they caught a pretty swift-moving iceberg.
That's right. Okay, now, thank you again to Niklas for the dispatch. We always appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. And I just want to say, let's keep going, Tractor Boys. You know what my dream is, Jim, is that one day, you know, I love Niklas, I love Steven, I've said that. What I'd love to do is buy both Steven and Niklas a beer at Carrow Road when Norwich is hosting Ipswich Town.
All right.
And that'd be great.
Let's try to make that happen. First, get rid of the pandemic, and then we'll make that happen.
Well, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Ipswich are down in League One.
Oh, okay. So they can't even
play each other. We got a ways to
go. All right.
Yeah, Norwich obviously are tearing the championship apart. Ow, I just jinxed them. But all right.
Okay. Our next caller today is Scott. Not from Europe.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, and Rockin' the Suburbs family. This is Scott from Raymore, Missouri, calling in with my November picks. There's too many to pick from this time again, so I'm going to go over, but here it goes. Chris Stapleton has a new album called Starting Over. He has recruited a couple heartbreakers, Mike Campbell and Vermont Tinch, and Tinch worked on 8 of the songs on the album. Campbell co-wrote the song Arkansas, which is what I'm going to pick as a song off this album. It's Stapleton's amazing. He goes all over the place. This is a Southern bar rocker. It's a great song, great album. Next, I'm going to go with the rapper Aesop Rock. His is Spirit World Field Guide. He says it is a compendium of supernatural tales, oddities, and surrealistic narratives. And I'm going to point toward Holy Waterfall, and you almost need a lyric sheet and a thesaurus because he's generally acknowledged to have the widest vocabulary of any rapper or maybe any singer, period. Next, Steve Earle. Steve Earle tragically lost his son, Justin Townes, this summer, and as he has done in the past to honor Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt, he made an album of Justin Townes Earle covers along with one song by him, only he said, this isn't for them, it's for him. And he released a single, Harlem River Blues, which Steve Earle puts his own little touch on it, changes the song, makes it powerful in a different way. The album is going to come out in January. Next is a big surprise for me. Billy Joel Armstrong, he lists with Green Day, released a surprise release of covers, all covers. And during the summer, he would release a new cover every Sunday on his YouTube channel. And it's just a fun album. It's a delight to listen to every single song. And I will go for Reckless Eric's Whole Wide World, his cover of that. And finally, Bleachers, which is Jack Antonoff of Fun. He's done 2 solo albums, and his work is not nearly as anthemic as Fun. Anyway, Bleachers has a song out. It has a single out called Chinatown, and it has Bruce Springsteen in it. And Bruce Springsteen could do, they could have a bootleg of him tuning his guitar, and I would play it. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much, and as always, you guys are great. You're putting us through this mess. Thank you.
All right. Well, we appreciate you too, Scott.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate Scott completely. Want to know how he gets his tips for new music for each month.
Yes.
And as Niklas said, Jim, the window does close. So tell people like how they should be thinking about new music from December. Not that there's going to be much.
There won't
be. Are we even going to do it?
No. Or... So what you should be thinking about now is your favorite album or song from 2020.
There you go.
So you're going to start to promote that. We might as well do that now. Yeah. So if you call in 612-440-1984 or make a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com and tell us about your
help.
Yeah, tell us about your favorite song or album of 2020. Then we'll do a series of those in January. We do this every year. And we will send you, this year it's going to be a mix CD of some of our favorite songs from 2020. Right. So we'll get that. You'll get that free of charge. You'll get that
free of charge
sent to your home.
And I want to emphasize too, you know, maybe everybody should just do one song, one album.
Well, I think, you know, you can do song or album or one of each, something like that. I think what we need to avoid, because last year we got such a huge volume of calls.
That's what I was going
to
say.
We need to avoid the top tens and that of thing. Not that we don't love it, but it's just, it's too much. It's become too much.
Yeah.
The whole thing is collapsing under its own weight now. So, so try to limit, to maybe like, you know, three picks. Something like that would be good. You know, give us a three. If you want to do like a top five and say like, and two of them are honorable mention, but here's like the three that I'm really into, then we can play
that'd
those
be great.
Or something like that. But try to keep it tight is what I'm trying to say, because we have a lot of listeners who want to participate. And, you know,
we want to get everyone in. Yeah.
Don't Bogart those picks is what I'm trying to say. All right.
And I'll tell you guys this. I'll make this, you know, a promise to you as the compiler of the Friday newsletter, which you can get by going to suburbspod.com. It's free. Just put your email in. You can use a burner email address. We don't care, but we just want to get you the information about our show. But I tell you, if you want to email, you know, your top 10 songs and top 10 albums to rock at suburbspod.com, I will print them. I'll put them all together in the newsletter.
That's
we'll do
a good
it
idea.
On, you know, July 1st or whatever that first Friday is in the new year. As Jim said, let's keep it tight on the voicemail.
Yeah.
And we want to get everyone in. We want to be inclusive.
Right.
Hey, sometimes you have to narrow it down. You have to ask yourself, what do you really believe in, right? What do you really like? What do you really think's going to, you know, be your favorite?
So. Yep, there you go. So that's how that's going to work. We do need to hear your voice, though. So make the call or send us the voice memo, one of those two things. All right. We'll keep hounding people on this future episodes, too. So, okay. Now let's get back to Scott's picks here for November. All right. So the first one was Chris Stapleton with, I think he said Mike Campbell and Ben Montenegro on this as well. And
amazing.
It's
makes sense.
The song is Arkansas.
Took a little about 107 down a back road.
Like Scott said, it's just good Southern rock bar band kind of tune, right?
Totally, man. And I will say that Stapleton's excellent. And here's a quick concert story for you guys. Love that tune. I think it shows his roots and, you know, influences. And this goes out to Paul Trapp because he loves a good concert story. But one time I went to the Birchmere, Jim. You've been there, right? You
I've
and
been
I have
there
been there
a few
there
times. Yep.
Yeah, we've all been there. It's a cool music venue just outside of D.C. and just outside of Old Town, Alexandria. And one time I went there to see Chris Stapleton, sold out show, right? Had a ticket and walked in and they were like, there was a problem with the concert room, right? You know this, Jim. There's a room where you sit down, right?
Yes.
You got to sit down at tables and, you know, the performer comes up. The acoustics are great, you know, but it's kind of a weird environment. Anyway, they moved the concert out to the front room
there,
the concert hall, and it was amazing, right? It was much better. Like,
yes.
You know, watching the show, I was like, there's no way this would have worked, you know, inside of the
sit-down
table. Yeah, it was great.
Now, the Birchmere, I mean, to give them props, I think most of their acts that they book there tend to be a little quieter kind of stuff, and so it's okay with the sit down kind of thing, you know. And also I think that gives them a chance to wait on you and sell you food, which is
of course
the biggest reason why they like that
of
their two rooms. But you're right, the other room is just the more like traditional kind of stand up, you know, concert space. And I've seen shows in both of them, and I hear what you're saying. Okay,
yeah, totally.
This reminds me, I want to say something about the Suburbs Pod 1000, which is the playlist we put together in celebration of our 1000th episode. And you can go to Spotify and you can search for Suburbs Pod 1000. You can find it. It's just a bunch of songs we put together that we like. And hearing that reminded me that I made a mental note and then forgot the mental note that I was going to put a 38 special song on the on the Suburbs Pod 1000, and I forgot. So they're not on there. 38 Special is not represented.
Was it going to be Hold On Loosely?
No, it's going to be the other one. So Caught Up in You.
Oh,
that's a good tune.
Those are both great songs, man. No. They both belong on there.
Oh, well, it is what it is now. Okay, now let's move on.
Take a couple of Kiss songs on there.
Let's move on now to Scott's next pick, which is A$AP Rock. I'm a glutton with a boot, still shimmy and shit. Not a fingerprint to pin him to a physical plane. Probably show up as an isolated pocket of cold. Got a way of making tilapia hop in the boat. I was fending off a lizard on the dock of the lake. And see him reek smoking something I forgot how to say. Maybe 20 paranoia, 80 plotted against. Palm reader calling in his archaeologist friend. It's been a long and bitter breakup with the science asleep. I'm through the lobby on my stomach with a knife in my teeth. Brave winter rain, slick a rubber mutinous code. Finally free of all you fuckers, I should pull through a phone. I can transform later when the gradient fades. There's a paranormal energy awakening engaged. There's a Kawasaki out behind a barn in gore. Money said if you could start it, it's yours. Forecast warm. Left up a second for the dogs. I've been jumping over fences in 100 different forms. Next week warm. Message at the tone. I've been sketching on the roof again. All right, man.
Fantastic.
That's some good
stuff. Yeah, really good. And we've talked about this, I think, a lot on our podcast when we examine and sort of appreciate art and music. But there's a lot to be said about breaking the sort of verse, chorus, verse, you know, hierarchy, right? And people still pay attention to it. I was talking about it yesterday. Like, you know, it's interesting, like what people pick out of history and all that. But, you know, to just, hey, unspool your lyrics, you know, over a beat is pretty amazing too. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. You know, I think there's such a big, wide fabric of stuff that Scott listens to. I'd love to hear how he gets it all.
Yeah, I would too. All right.
Yep.
Okay, next up is Steve Earle paying tribute to his recently departed son, Justin Townes Earle. And this would be the song Harlem River Blues. I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over. I'm not gonna make a sound. I'm on the road, mama. I gotta go. Gotta get there while the stint can. Troubled days are behind me now. And I know they're gonna let me in. You see me walking up FDR Drive. Just singing and clapping my hands. Tell my mama I love her. Tell my daddy I tried. Give my money to my baby to spend.
Beautiful jam. I have a very deep personal connection with this song, believe it or not. And I'll tell you guys this. I'll make a promise right now in this podcast, Jim. If Suburbs Pod Fest happens,
right?
We all get past this.
Yep.
We all get together over at Mike Coley's house and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll tell you guys the story about this.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were going to play the song. I thought that's where this was going.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It's different. I have an amazing story about this song.
All right. All right.
It's kind of unbelievable, actually. But yeah, if that's the only condition on which I'll tell it.
Okay. All right. Well, we will all look forward to that. Okay.
File that away. Yeah. If anyone wants to come from Poland or, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Anywhere.
Why wouldn't you?
Come on over.
Okay.
It'll be a fun weekend.
Now, next up from Scott was the Billy Joel Armstrong cover of Whole Wide World, but we played something off that album last week, so
we
would suggest people just go out and find that on your own. It's the album is called No Fun Mondays, and there's a whole bunch of cool cover songs on there.
Yep.
Now, the other interesting thing, I did not know about this until just a couple of days ago, but there's a song by this band Bleachers that features Bruce Springsteen. It's called Chinatown, and it's really cool. I have actually heard this one, so we will play out with that.
Great.
You can hear that. And tomorrow, we're going to give you two more callers with November new music picks. All right? One of them's going to come in and like swoop down and just almost like take off your head. All right? That's going to happen.
And that's great. Just remember, folks, we want to hear your voice. You know, yeah. It matters.
That's right.
You hear Nicholas, you hear Greg, you hear Scott, you hear everyone.
It's amazing.
It matters to, you know, this little vanity project we're doing.
That's
here.
Right. Okay.
You know, Jim and I are both making, what are you making, Jim? $2.4 million, I think, a year, and I'm making $3.7
million. Yeah, since I'm working on renegotiating the contract, yeah.
Well, you know, it was a weird night when we signed those contracts, but we want to hear your voices, people, and let's continue to make sure we share as much as we can here in these tough times.
Absolutely. Okay. And with that, let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foss.
We'll talk to all you guys, all you peoples, tomorrow. It's too much. It's become too much.
Yeah.
The whole thing is collapsing under its own weight now.